Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Thanks for joining me on the show today. We are going to dive in on a subject that is a little bit more spiritual-minded here. So many of you are running your own business. Those who listen are usually here because you want to learn how to enroll clients. You want to learn how to grow your company. You want to be able to master relationships. And maybe you just want to get a better mindset in life. Whatever the cause is, today I want to just share about being divinely guided in your business. Being divinely guided in your business. Now, these principles that I'm going to share, you could probably use in a lot of different ways with all those subjects. But I'm going to specifically talk about how to do it with business, because this is something that I've struggled with over the years, and sometimes I've been on, sometimes I've been off. Sometimes I just felt like, man, am I even being guided at all? Or am I just left out here to dry? And other times I feel like, wow, this is exactly what I'm supposed to do. I'm so in tune and I'm just nailing it. Boom, 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 getting so many results, feeling like it's just divinely inspired. So I just want to share about how to do that. And something that's worked for me, it might be different for anybody, but this is just something that's worked for me, and I'll invite you to give it a try and try to find your own way of how you can be divinely inspired. So first off, I want to answer the question, can you be divinely inspired in your business? Is that even possible? And the answer for me is yes. I believe in a higher power. And whatever your belief system is, I believe that my higher power is God. And whether you're a believer or not, there, if you believe in a universe that is guiding something bigger than yourself, then this can be true for you too. So what does it mean? Well, it means, do you wake up and are your choices aligned with your higher power in your business? Does he even care? Does it matter to him? And if you know anything about your higher power and the love that he has for you and everything that he has for us, my belief system is that yes, he does. He cares about everything we do. He cares about what we take in our body, how we treat people, how we treat ourselves. He cares about what we do with our time. He cares so much about us. And I believe that because I myself, as a father to my 2-year-old little girl, that would be like me asking, well, do I really care what my 2-year-old does? And the answer is yes. I care so much. I care about how she's feeling, what she's thinking, what she's going to do, how she's growing, what she's learning, what she needs, what she wants. And I imagine me being an imperfect dad, one who strives to be better and better, but knows that I'm so imperfect, knowing how much I care about her every actions and her every thoughts, I know that if truly I believe in a higher power that is my father, that he cares about our business. He cares about the things that might seem not that important in the grand scheme of things, but to me are. And so if that's true, which to me it is, then I believe he wants to help. He wants me to make the best choices. He wants me to be able to serve in the way that is in alignment with his will. And so sometimes I feel disconnected from him. I feel like I'm running around in circles, doing everything I need to do, when the reality is that I haven't taken the time to just ask. And ask and ask seriously and just say, okay, Heavenly Father or higher power, whatever it is that you might call. For me, you know, my Father in heaven. So I'm going to use those words. I would say something to the effect of, Heavenly Father, is this choice that I'm fixing to make in alignment with your will? Is this the best thing that I could do right now with the time that you've allotted me? And every morning before I get going and rock with all the things that I'm doing, to make sure that all the tasks that I'm doing are in alignment with his vision, with his will. Because if they are, then things, miracles happen. Things just flow. Things just fall into place. And when they aren't, it's either because I haven't taken the time to ask, or I might have asked and didn't have the faith to act on it. Or it's just that I've chosen to just go do a bunch of things all the time and not rely on him. Or the last piece is that I'm not very inspired. I'm just super busy, right? And so to be divinely inspired is to do the right thing at the right time, at the right place. That's divinely inspired. When you just get those downloads to say, this is what you need to do. And it becomes not a chore, but it becomes something that you love, something that's exciting, something that fulfills you. It's not something that you have to do because someone tells you. It's something that you want to do because you're ready to receive inspiration. And that's the whole point. For me, when I started my business, I wanted to use my business to come closer to my higher power and take care of my family, provide for them, and impact people along the way. At the times where I have forgotten the first piece, that I wanted to get closer to my higher power through my business, that has been the months, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, where I'm doing, super busy, super competent in my head, aka prideful, and I'm not asking and being in tune, and so my results get stagnant, and I feel overwhelmed and confused. The only time I get overwhelmed and confusion is when I'm not receiving divine inspiration. And the only time I don't receive divine inspiration is when I don't ask for it or when I'm not willing to act on it. And that's the key, is can I be in a good place? Can I become that person capable of self-mastery, of tuning into what I know is right, and being able to get that divine inspiration throughout all my choices in my business? And it becomes super fun because it becomes a working relationship. And I believe going spiritual, that's part of the whole plan down here, is that we can form a relationship with a higher power, a God who loves us and cares about us. So if you believe that, if you truly believe that there is a higher power, that there is a God who loves you and cares about you, then I invite you to give this a try, to ask, is your business in alignment with his will? Are you doing the things that he would have you do? And then listen. I like to write down my replies. I like to have a pen and paper by hand, because I don't believe in just stating it and not getting answers. I believe that if he really is there, that he wants to answer us, and he will, if we're ready to receive. So that's my invitation to all who are listening, including myself, is to be in a place where you can receive the directions and inspiration that a heavenly being is waiting, desperately waiting to give to you. And yes, even in growing a business, especially in growing a business, does that matter to him? Ask, and you will know. So hopefully this helps as you tune into how to get more inspiration, more divine inspiration to grow your business. Every big win that I can trace back has been to divine inspiration. Everything. Me hiring certain coaches, me having the faith in myself to do what I need to do, me being able to just put out cool content just off the top of my head. It's been inspired, divinely inspired and guided. So I invite you guys to tap into that inspiration. It's available for all of us. Whether you believe this or not, you'll probably be right. If you don't think you're going to get an answer, then you probably won't. That's where the faith comes in. If you believe in it, if you know that he is up there listening, that he cares, that he's going to give you specific answers to your prayers, to your guidance, to your questions, then you will get that. If you don't, then you won't. So I encourage you to have that faith. Put it to the test. Try it. And you will be surprised at the inspiration that you receive. Thanks for joining me today. And go apply this. If I'd love to hear about your successes, you can reach out to us at thefreedomcatalyst.com, and we'll see you on the next show.